Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, "And they were to us devout worshippers." Alhamdulillah. All praises are due to Allah, and we praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our own souls and from our own bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead. And whomsoever leads astray, none can guide. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, who is alone without any partners. And I bear witness that Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave and messenger of Allah. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, upon his family, and all his companions, and upon all of those who follow them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O servants of Allah and myself, to embody the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those before you, that you may become those of taqwa. And through worship, brothers and sisters, we will achieve the intended outcome of this world, which is to be of those who enter into Jannah, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي نُورِثُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا مَنْ كَانَ تَقِيَّةً. That is paradise, which we give as inheritance to those of our servants who were those who had taqwa. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers. One of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon his servants, a right which no one but him deserves, is the right that there be sincere ibadah, worship of him, and that the slaves who worship him seek his pleasure and show gratitude for the manifest blessings he has decreed upon them. And it is in this worship that the ibad, those who commit themselves to worship, find their comfort, and the believers attain unto the fruition of their happiness. And that is why we say in every prayer, we say Iyyaka na'budu wa Iyyaka nasta'in, that it is you alone we worship, and that it is you alone we ask for help in such worship. Brothers and sisters, all of creation is in some capacity involved in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, In kullu man fis samawati wal ardi illa ati rahmani abda. That there is nothing in the heavens and the earth except that they come to the most merciful in the state of servitude as a servant. So brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us to connect with the innate nature of existence itself. And so when we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are only acting in accordance with reality, and thereby we gain honor. It is an honor for us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an honor that we're being called to in emulation of the greatest of mankind, our Prophet Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who attained unto the greatest of ranks. And it was on these greatest of nights in which he attained unto these ranks that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to him as a abd, as a servant or a slave. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. He said, glory be to Allah who took his abd by night, in reference to the Isra wal Mi'raj. And so brothers and sisters, to attain unto the title of being an abd is not an easy affair, but to attain unto it, is of the greatest of honors, for it is the ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who attain unto rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even when they may have wronged their own selves. For if in the moment they wrong themselves, they realize their tawbah, then this is a great rank. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Say, O my servants who've transgressed against themselves, never despair of the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, it is He who is the most forgiving and the most merciful. So brothers and sisters, one who truly understands servitude and slavery to Allah never gives up his hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, his pleasure and his delight and the very sweetness of his life is in the servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about such people, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا. And the servants of the most merciful are those who walk on the earth humbly. Because one of the fruits of their devout worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is humility. It is the adornment of their characters. It is when they acquire morals and have qualities. And so they have hearts that are content. And they can be the ibad of Rahman. They can be the servants of the most merciful because they come to reflect this mercy to the rest of creation. And that is why you find there are people who do goodly deeds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about His servants, He says, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ فِعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتِ وَإِقَامَ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِيتَاءَ الزَّكَاةِ وَكَانُوا لَنَا عَابِدِينَ. And we inspired them to do goodly deeds, to establish the prayer, to give zakat. And they were to us ever worshipping in the state of worship. So brothers and sisters, this state of being from the abideen, those who worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who attain unto the title of being an abd, this is a holistic thing. This is not something we can compartmentalize. This is not something we can engage with from a position of hypocrisy, for its fields are many and its forms are numerous, but it's centered on one thing. A person who has made the center of his existence Allah. A person who devotes himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the people who, wheresoever they are, they're reminded by those things of their orientation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْأَرْضَ مَدَدْنَاهَا وَأَلْقَيْنَا فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ زَوْجٍ بَهِيجٍ تَبْصِرَةً وَذِكْرَى لِكُلِّ عَبْدٍ مُنِيبٍ. And the earth we have spread out and cast therein firmly set mountains and made grow therein of every beautiful kind an insight and a reminder for every abd who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the abd who turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds that there are parts to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in what other people take to be the mundane. And so he finds that in his expenditure upon his family there is a way to worship Allah. As is said in Sahih Muslim, لَلَّذِي أَنْفَقْتَهُ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ. In that which you spend upon your family, there is reward. Likewise, when they seek gaining knowledge for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they find this is a way to attain unto paradise. As the hadith says, مَنْ سَلَكَ طَرِيقًا يَلْتَمِسُ فِيهِ عِلْمًا سَهَّلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِهِ طَرِيقًا إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. That whoever follows a path to seek knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for them a path to Jannah, to paradise. Similarly, they work on beautifying their characters, for they realize, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna min ahabbikum ilayya wa aqrabikum minni majlisan yawm al-qiyamah ahasinukum akhlaqa. That indeed the most beloved of you to me, and the closest to me in assembly on the Day of Judgment are those who will be in the best of character. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us to beat those who worship him in the best of ways. May he make us from those who establish themselves on earth in a state of ubudiyyah, who come to love that which Allah loves and who come to detest that which Allah detests, who come to work on their characters and who devote themselves in the way of itqan. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah yuhibbu idha amila ahadukum amalan an yutqinahu," that Allah loves that when one of you does something, they do it well, to the best of their ability. So from our slavehood, as we strive to the best of our ability, that when we look after our families, we do so to the best of our ability. One of the Sahaba once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when they saw a companion, and they said, "Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, if only this were in the way of Allah." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, "In kana kharaja yas'a ala wuldihi sighara fahuwa fi sabilillah." If he went out striving to support his young children, then such a person is in the way of Allah. "When kana kharaja yas'a ala abawaini shaykhaini kabiraini fahuwa fi sabilillah," that when a person strives to support the elderly parents, then they are in the way of Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ يَسْعَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ يُعِفُّهَا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And so when a person strives to keep themselves chaste, then they're in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, the goal is that whatsoever we do, we make an intention for being this, for this to be in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who strive for the sake of Allah, then Allah will guide them to His subul, His ways, and His ways are many. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who strive in the way of Allah and strive for Allah, and those who can be truly from those who can be called the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I say this and I seek Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He's the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.